Hi, beautiful, and welcome back to my podcast, Life as a Single Christian Mom. I want to welcome those of you joining me for the very first time. My name is Madeline, and during these podcasts, I'll be talking about life experiences and things that have happened, and also giving advice on what this journey has looked like. So, welcome back to another episode of Mondays with Maddie. Thank you for joining me. Welcome back. I am so excited. It is an honor and a privilege to be here today before you. You could be listening to anybody else, watching YouTube, scrolling TikTok, whatever it may be, but you chose to spend time with me today, and I do not take that lightly. I do not take that for granted. So I thank you. I love you. I honor you. If it is your first time, welcome. If it's not your first time, welcome back. Amen. But I'm so excited. If you would do me a favor, and we know how the algorithm works on these things, may you please comment, share, like, subscribe, share this podcast with somebody today. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for being part of my life. I honor you. I love you. I value you. And I'm just so excited. Here at LASEM, your girl loves coffee in the morning. I already made my first cup of coffee. I was going to make another one. And I was like, girl, you better chill with that. You better chill and take it easy. But before we get started, go ahead and grab your favorite mug. Like I said, I have some coffee today. So whether you're sitting down and relaxing, whether you're working out or driving into work, just sit back, relax, grab your favorite coffee, your water, your soda, your energy drink, whatever it is that you need for this very morning. Today, we're going to be kind of quick. I'm not going to be long before you. The Lord this morning placed on my heart the word seek, and I wanted to kind of share with y'all. I wanted to talk about something else, and the Lord was like, nah, you're gonna talk about this. So I want to talk to you. Like I said, this is gonna be quick. I'm not gonna be before you long. But I really wanted to share what the Lord had placed on my heart concerning the word seek. I really feel like we are in a time, we're in a season like never before. We have to seek the Lord. If you have social media, or even if you watch the news, you can see what is happening around us. I personally don't watch the news. But social media, you know, who really even needs to watch the news when you got social media now? But you can see the things that are happening in this world. And I don't think it's meant to put fear in us. Let me rewind that. If you allow it, it'll put fear in you. But the way that I see it, the lens that I view it as, it's not meant for me to cause fear. For me, it actually brings more awareness that God is not playing, number one. Number two, that this is a season where we should be seeking him like never before. That if you can allow it to bring fear into you, but I choose to see it in a different perspective. I believe everything is in the lens and the perspective of how you choose to view it. So I choose to view it as a sign that the Lord is not playing, that things are happening on this earth, and it's not by coincidence, it's not by happenstance. So I truly believe that we need to seek the Lord like never before. Seek him for guidance, for answers, have a relationship with him. What is it that you need of this season? In this season, is it clarity? Is it wisdom? Is it peace? What is it that you need? The truth, right? So I want to read to you, give me a second, Matthew 7, verse 7. And I'm going to read to you what it says here. Verse 7 says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Verse 8 says, for everyone who asks, receive. And he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. Verse 9 says, or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent. Verse 11 says, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? Verse 12 says, therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. I truly believe that we are in a season where you should be seeking the Lord like never before and asking him if you have any concerns, any doubts, any fears, that this is a season where you need to press in. We have such a good Father. And just like it says here, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? What do you need in this season? What are you asking for the Lord? I challenge you to go boldly to the throne of grace and ask him. Ask the Lord, whether it be wisdom, whether it be, monetary things. I don't know what is it that you need, whether it's that you need peace or a financial breakthrough or just clarity. What is it that you need in this season? Ask him, seek him like never before. Cling to him above anything on this earth. Cling to him and seek him and truly go to God. Truly go into the secret place in your home, whether maybe it's the secret place is in your car, because that's the only place where you feel quiet and peace. Seek him. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord like never before. Seek him. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Spend time with the Father. You see, it says, I love my children, right? And when my boys ask of something, I want to do whatever it is possible to be able to fulfill the request that they are asking. God is so much greater and bigger than us. What is he not able to do? I'll wait. He can do anything. God can do it however he so pleases. We are limited to what we see. We are limited to what's in our bank account. We are limited to what we think. We are limited, right? And God can do so much greater. God sees, he knows the plan that he has for our lives. He knows what we want to ask before we even ask it. He knows the desires in our hearts. I challenge you to go boldly to the throne, to go boldly and ask him. Seek him. Seek the Lord. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. I dare you to press in. I dare you to step into what God has called you to. And really ask him, God, is this the way that you want me to go? God, I really need some clarity on this. God, I really need a breakthrough on this. God, I need you like never before. I challenge you to go in a little bit deeper with the Father and see what happens. The more that you seek him, the more that you'll find him. Maybe some of you are feeling like, man, I don't hear God. I don't even know if he's with me. But I want to ask you the question, have you been seeking him? Have you been diving in deep with him? Have you been waiting and not rushing? Because it's so quick to get into his presence and want to rush God. God can't be manipulated, and God will not be mocked, and God will not be rushed. God is not an Amazon Prime type of God where you click and there it's delivered sometimes the same day. And I'm not saying that God can't do that. I'm not saying that God can't answer suddenly, quickly, fast. accelerated. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, will you be patient in the pursuit of what it is that you are asking of the Lord? Will you be patient in seeking Him? Will you be patient in knocking? And not give up. Sometimes you'll ask and you'll seek and knock, right? And then when you get tired of the knocking because it hasn't happened on your terms. You get tired of the seeking because He hasn't showed up on your terms. You get tired of asking because He has not answered on your terms. I challenge you to seek Him a little deeper, to seek Him a little more, and watch God answer you. Watch God show up. Watch God deliver. If we as parents want to give our children great gifts, how much more does God want to answer? How much more does He want to deliver? How much more does He want to give us? Again, it may not be even like physical things or monetary things or whatever. It may be wisdom that you're asking. It may be for peace that you're asking. It may be for deliverance that you're asking. What is it that you're asking? It may be for joy. It may be for a fulfillment of promises. I don't know what it is that is between you and the Father, but I want to challenge you today to seek Him like never before. Get into His presence and trust Him. Get into a quiet place, whatever that quiet place may be. Maybe you have a secret place in your room, in your house. Again, my car wasn't the secret place for a long time because that was the most quietest place that I had. And it was just Him and I a lot of the times. I challenge you to trust the Father, to seek Him like never before, and ask of Him. God is not a wicked God. God is not like our parents. God is not like us, you know. Sometimes we can be a little hard on our children, right? And we may like, well, you're not getting it, you know, but deep down in your heart, you know, I'm going to do it. Like there'll be times that Aiden and Adrian will push the buttons and they'll be like, you know, for silly things or a game or a toy or whatever. And they'll push the buttons and they didn't listen or whatever. But deep down, I can verbally say, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to, you know, enough is enough. I'm not, whatever. And then a few days later, I end up giving it to them, because at the end of the day, I know my children are good kids and they have good grades and they earned it. But I didn't let a little moment stop me from doing what I said I was going to do. I think we have to remember that God is bigger than what we could think or imagine. Our own eyesight, what we see in the natural, what we think, what we see is not what it is in the spirit. Amen. And God is so much greater. God is so much greater than what we can see in the natural. God is not like man that He should lie, nor son of man that needs to repent. I challenge you to seek Him a little bit more, to dive in a little bit deeper. Like I said, today I really didn't have anything planned. I didn't have anything written. I wanted to talk about something else today, and the Lord just kept hearing that word seek, 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 seek. Tell my people to come and seek me. Come and spend time with the Father. Run away with the Father. Go into the secret place and lock the door behind you and just seek Him. Really be on your face about the things that you're asking of the Father. And be bold. Don't allow your current circumstances, don't allow what you see in the natural to stop you from searching, from seeking, from asking and knocking. Don't allow what you see in the natural stop you. Don't allow the enemy to continue to hinder you. Will you dive in deep with the Father? Will you seek Him like never before? Will you give it all to Him? Even if you said, well, Maddie, I've been asking, seeking, knocking. I have. I say, go again. And this time, be patient. This time, wait on the Lord. Wait. Don't rush. Don't be so quick to wrap it up and go and be on your own schedule. Earlier today, I'm going to read to you what I posted. And it was, enough is enough. Enough with the seeker-friendly church and the man-made agenda. Bring back the agenda of the Lord. I challenge you today to not be on your own agenda and ask the Father, what is it that you want, Lord? What will please you, Father? What will please you, Lord? Let me do that. Let me not satisfy the flesh, but let me kill the flesh, and let me truly be obedient to what you are asking of me, God. I challenge you to seek the Lord with all your heart. Seek Him and die to your flesh. Seek Him and wait. Because He's getting ready to answer. His eyes are on you. The eyes of the Lord. The eyes of the Lord. He's watching. And He's been waiting. But will you come? Will you come again? Even when you've been distracted. Will you come again? Even when you doubted. When you come again. When even when you felt the rejection. The doubt. The lies. The obstacle to even try to meet up with Him. Will you come again? Will you try again? Will you seek again? Or will you come and hide away with the Lord and give of your time? Will you be still before Him and not rush Him? Will you wait on God? Will you wait on Him? Will you wait on Him? Seek Him, seek Him, seek Him, seek Him, seek the Lord. And ask of Him boldly. Be bold. Be bold. Do not put God in a box. Do not put God in a box. God breaks protocol. What's impossible with man, it is possible with God. Trust Him. Trust Him. Trust God. Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord, trust the Lord, trust the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely and lean on your own understanding. Trust the Lord. I really believe that for those who seek Him, He is getting ready to answer. For those who really dive in deep with the Father, He's getting ready to surprise many of us. He's getting ready to do it. He's getting ready to answer. But will you seek Him? God wants to bless us. God wants to give us the desires of our heart. God wants to do it. But will you come to Him first? Or are you idolizing the thing? Is that thing your God? Or will you come and surrender it all? Every broken area, every single piece and part of your life, will you come to the Father? As he's listening and he's been waiting and he's been watching, will you come and ask of him? Will you seek him like never before? I challenge you to be intentional with your time with the Father and do not rush your time with him. I challenge you to go in deeper with him like never before and watch. Watch God heal, watch God answer, watch God deliver. Ask, seek, and knock, and it shall be opened. Watch God move. Watch God do it. I'm going to wrap this up and pause. I just want to pause there. I want to be obedient to the Father. Like I said, I wanted to talk about something else, and the Lord was like, absolutely not. And even I want to go in deeper with y'all, and the Lord is, no, like, this is where it ends. This is that Selah moment. And I'm going to end this here because I'm going to be obedient to him. I want to thank you for listening and tuning in. I appreciate all of you. I hope you all have a blessed week. If you are enjoying this podcast, please subscribe and send this to anyone who may need to hear this. For more of the daily dose of my life, and also see my two beautiful little boys, follow me on Instagram and see the face behind the voice. Go ahead and follow me on IG, life_with_Maddie_. Also follow me on lasem.podcast on IG as well. Thank you guys, and stay blessed.